This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. John Mellencamp has been making music and touring since the 1970s, but unbeknownst to many, he's dovetailed his music career with work as an accomplished painter. On this week's State of the Arts, I take us to the Butler Institute in Youngstown for a look at the rocker's newest exhibit. If you've never been to the Butler, do yourself a favor and take an afternoon to get lost in its labyrinth of artwork that's spread over several floors and multiple buildings. And if you can, book a tour with this guy.
My name is Louis, L-O-U-I-S, Zona, Z-O-N-A, and I'm director of the Butler Institute of American Art.
He shows me to an upstairs gallery filled with dozens of large oil paintings that were not what I expected from a man once known as Cougar. This artwork, which spans nearly Mellencamp's entire music career, is vivid, harsh, and even grotesque at times.
But in all, they're just beautifully done, beautifully accomplished works. But yeah, they are intense. They're very expressive, very emotional.
So for people who aren't here with us, explain his work in a nutshell.
Well, it's primarily figurative. There are figures in it. In the art world, we would say that these are painterly paintings, in that the markings of the brush are very, very evident. He wants you to see the emotion that went into the creation of the work. He's hoping that that emotion will come back, that you'll be able to decipher it. Again, they're very, very intense.
Mellencamp uses a very dark and earthy color palette with splashes of somber crimson. I don't think a single painting here could be described as cheery, but there's one that might come close.
I walked around the other day and looked at the faces of the people in the paintings, and there's only one smile in this whole exhibition.
Only one smile.
One smile. Everything else is our frowns or are just very, very intense faces.
When I came into this exhibit, my entire idea of John Mellencamp is as that rock and roll Hall of Famer. Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up. And now I'm seeing so much depth. He is a real artist.
He's a real artist. He's a very serious artist. He's been at it a very long time. It's too bad he falls into a category of a celebrity, and immediately people think, well, he's a celebrity artist. Yeah, he is a celebrity, but he's a wonderful painter, and even without the celebrity of being John Mellencamp, the musician, I think he would be recognized as a very, very fine visual artist.
Some of the figures in the paintings are recognizable. You see flashes of Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., and many faces that seem to be reflections of the artist himself.
There is a lot of autobiography in this exhibition. There's no question about this. You can certainly make out his self-portraits. Again, every time I walk in here, I see something new. I find out something different about his psyche. In all, it's just incredibly inventive.
But Zona says many of Mellencamp's self-portraits are dark, almost tortured.
And I've got to believe that he's very aware of the work of the late Robert Rauschenberg, who created the concept of the combine, where he would take objects from the real world and bring them into his paintings or attach them to the paintings.
There are metal keys on a ring, a suspended wooden figure doll, and even a series of nails driven directly into one painting.
I'm sure there's a million stories in here, which we'll have to kind of decipher on our own.
John Mellencamp, expressionist, is on display at the Butler Institute of American Art in Youngstown through November 18th. With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.